Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Kicking It. We are still in Dallas, so we thought we'd bring in another Dallas personality. We got the Dallas Wings wing guard. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Wing guard? Sorry, I'm not an NBA person. Arike Ogunbowale. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
Nice.
Hey. Okay. Y'all don't got it.
Arike Ogunbowale. I got you.
What was the last name?
Ogunbowale.
Ogunbowale.
Ogun.
Man, the Nigerian got it wrong?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Don't get me started, man.
You're one of the best to play the game, so we're excited to have you with us. Thank you so much for being with us.
Appreciate you.
You feel famous in the city now?
I wouldn't say famous is the word. Known. I feel known.
You do?
I do feel known.
And when you get people stopping you, is it young girls or is it across the board?
It just depends. I don't really go out too much. Like, if I'm somewhere, it's like the gym or something, so I think those people kind of get used to me. But people just stopped me at church the other day, like just young girls, boys too. Like, it really doesn't matter.
I heard you got a mean kick game.
I do. Sometimes I'm not supposed to use it, but
okay.
I done kicked a few balls, got ejected maybe once, but it was an accident. But it's just habit. But yeah, I got a good kick.
Was it legit an accident?
It was. Like, you know how you try to stop the ball and then it just so happened to go into the stand?
Like, yeah.
No, he knows about
his first touch.
He knows what that's about. They used to call him TT, touch tackle.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's just every single touch led to him tackling somebody.
But you kind of grew up playing the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, a lot, yeah. And my dad's obviously Nigerian, so that was the first sport that we played.
Is soccer his, like, love in terms of sports?
For sure, yeah.
How does he feel about basketball now?
I mean, once I started to get good and was like, you know, I'm probably going to switch to this, like, he was understandable. But he still loves soccer, obviously, but he loves that, you know, I'm successful in basketball and my brother's successful in football.
In NFL, right,
yeah.
I'm curious, like, the way that you played soccer, do you kind of play basketball the same? Like, were you, like, a creative player?
Yeah.
Like, to take people one-on-one?
Yeah. I was a forward, so I'm a scorer in basketball, I score in soccer. I think, like, the transition was good. I feel like, I'm gonna have my kids play soccer. I think all kids need to play soccer if they want to play another sport. Just
why?
Because, like, body control that you can get, like, footwork. Like, you have to do, obviously, so much with footwork. But I was getting a lot of offensive fouls early because, you know, in soccer, you can push off. In basketball, obviously, that's a foul. But, like, just playing both sports, I think, helped me so much in my sport, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what age were you when you stopped playing?
After my freshman year of high school. So I was kind of old.
Okay.
Kind of older, yeah.
Did you ever think about taking it further?
Yeah, I mean, I was getting recruited by some schools for soccer, but I was getting, but back then it was just, like, they'll give you, like, half scholarship or something. I was getting full rides. Like, I got my first basketball offer, like, 7th grade, so I, like...
Wait, what?
Yeah,
wait,
I was pretty good.
So you dropped soccer in 9th grade?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
but
you
But I was
just
already
switch.
Good at basketball.
Okay.
No, I played both of them, and then I finally stopped soccer
gotcha.
After... Because they wanted
crazy?
Me to play in high school, and
yeah.
I said
to
no.
get offers in 7th grade?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice. Crazy.
Yeah.
How old are you
like,
in 7th grade?
Crazy.
Sorry, bring
what
that
like?
13, 12.
And you're getting offers for college?
Yeah, 13. Like homeschool, so it was like Marquette, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, they're D1, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you knew, you said, all right. Yeah,
once those start coming, I was just killing basketball. I started to like it more, too. Like, when I was younger, I used to skip basketball tournaments for soccer, like, because I loved soccer. But then as I got older, I started to like basketball more.
A player like Caitlin Clark, do you watch, like, all this noise, the buzz? Do you watch her? Are you like, I'll wait till you make it to the pros.
No, I mean, I follow her, so I see highlights. Like, I don't watch in general. Like, if it's like a big game, like Iowa versus LSU or something, I might tune into that. Like, but she has a pro type game. Like, I can watch her game because I feel like she's doing, you know, stuff that I would do or stuff that I would want to see. But yeah, I'll tune into a good player, but I'm not just, and obviously I watch Notre Dame. That's where I went, you know, so I always support them, but I'll tune into good players for sure.
You think her game translates well to the next level? Because you made the jump, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you can score, like, if you can play one-on-one, like, you're going to be able to play in the pros.
But it's different, right?
It's more space. Like, if you can go one-on-one, like, you're pretty good. It might take a while because the physicality is tough. Like, you got to be ready for that. And, like, the IQ, I think the biggest thing with me was, like, you playing against women at, like, 30, you know, then you coming in 22, and yes, you're nice, but it's like they think one step ahead. So I had to pick up on that my rookie year. But I think she'll do well.
Did you always know you would make it?
I mean, I was never really thinking about, like, being in the WNBA or being a pro in high school. Like, you know, especially as a Nigerian, like, my parents were just, like, school. Obviously, I played sports, but they were, like, school.
Grades.
And then, yeah, once I got to college, I was like, all right, I'm trying to go to the WNBA.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really watch it too much when I was younger because we just didn't watch it. Like, there was no team in my city. But, yeah, like, as I got older, and, I mean, obviously, I was good, so they're like, okay, that's obviously the next step, you know?
Did your parents worry that, like, as a woman, that it may be difficult for you to make a living out of sports? Was that something they were concerned about or not really?
Not really. We, like, truly didn't talk about being a pro until, like, it was time to graduate and be a pro, honestly.
Okay.
So I didn't really know. I just knew, like, that was the next step after I graduated.
How important was it, as you're coming up, that your brother was also a incredibly talented athlete? How much did he help you? How much did you lean on him during your...
Yeah, I mean, he helped me so much. And I've always been top. Like, I was always top five in the nation and stuff. Like, he played soccer and stopped his junior year and switched to football. Like, he played football growing up a little bit, but, like, he played soccer in high school, didn't play football at all. His story was different. Like, he came from here to get to here, and I came here, and I'm here. But, like, the fact that we both, you know, ended there, and I think he's, like, one of my biggest inspirations, just to see how hard he grinded. Like, you know, he'll get cut or get waived or not make a team, and, like, he's still been in the league longer than people that got drafted, like, first, second round. So just having him, and he's so smart. Like, he's so, so smart. So just having him as, like, somebody that's, you know, in my life. He's 3 years older than me, so he's, like, my best friend. But he's definitely, I'm glad, you know, I have him in my corner.
Beyond him, like, growing up, who were, like, your basketball heroes that you like, idolized or looked up to?
Kobe. Yeah, that was my favorite player, for sure. Yeah.
And you got to meet him and establish a relationship with him?
Yeah, so my junior year, I hit, like, you know, national champion shots. And then, like, he was at the game because he was supporting UConn, and we beat them in semifinals. Then he tweeted at me, and that was, like, crazy. And then after, you know, we won the national championship, I was inviting on Ellen, and then she brought him out.
Ooh.
So I met him there, yeah. And then, like, the following year was my senior year, and I was going to be in L.A. training. He invited me to his studio. Like, I watched him do the detail show on Kyrie. Like, it was crazy. He was in this little room with a box, and, like, his laptop was on, like, 3 cardboard boxes. It was just, like, in a little corner, and I'm like, you making M's off this. I'm like, I'm doing it wrong. Like, I'm doing it wrong. But yeah, it was just so dope, and he was so down to earth. Like, we talked for like 2 hours. He just telling me about his life, telling me stuff that he's doing. Like,
is it hard for you to feel comfortable around it? You know, if he's like a hero to you, did you immediately feel comfortable because he made you feel that way, or did it take you a minute?
Yeah, I definitely was nervous at first, and he just made it like he's complimenting me more than anything. He's like, you know, your game, you're this, you're that. It's like, you have really no time to be like, oh, I don't know. Like, he's just talking to you as if, you know, we've been knowing each other for forever. So he definitely made me feel
comfortable. So you felt he had genuinely watched you. He genuinely followed your game.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very cool.
What's something that has stuck with you from those conversations? Did he give you like some advice that, hey, don't forget this?
Yeah, I mean, my rookie year, like, we were texting, and I had my first 30-point game, and he was like, get 30 once, like, you can get it again. He texted me that, and I literally got 30, like, 4 games in a row. It was, like, the last month of my rookie season, and I just started going crazy. So I ain't gonna say that was because of him, but it definitely was a little motivation. Like, I mean, you get that once, like, you can do that every game type stuff. So that was definitely dope for him to text me.
That first tweet you mentioned, that was the first time there was contact, right? Was that around the 2018, the NCAA
tournament?
Yeah,
it was right after the semifinal game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you screenshot that?
Yeah, I did everything. Screenshot, all that.
Print that shit out, hang it on the wall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So going back to soccer for a second, you said your dad's really into soccer, yeah. Right? Was your mom into soccer too? Or?
Nah, she played softball.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did your dad have a team? Like, did you grow up with a team that you were supposed to support?
I mean, he obviously loved the Nigerian national team,
okay.
But like, I don't remember him actually having like a team.
A club team.
Yeah. No. It'd just be players we watched. Like my brother, like he watched a lot of players. I watched stuff with him and stuff.
So like African Cup of Nations, a lot of
he would watch all that stuff. Yeah.
That's cool.
I was telling my brother, who I was on a podcast with, he brought up the memory of you going to the flag and hitting the heel toe, because we talked about it. He was like,
Ghana.
Yeah, that was dope. You were like, oh, look at him. Look at this dude hitting the heel toe.
That was your best celebration.
Yeah, we said we was going to do that next time we score, for sure.
That's what's up. That's actually from college. Someone taught me how to heel toe, and I was like, you know what, man, if I ever, I'm going to do it.
Nah, that was dope. That was dope. I remember that.
That was probably the best moment because for me as a kid, I dreamed about playing in the World Cups.
Yeah.
And that was the first time, like, but not only to play, but like to score.
Yeah.
No, and like that feeling you feel, it feels like you can run through a brick wall.
Facts.
So that was like one of the most special moments. Like when that happened, it was like, all right, I can die happy.
Yeah.
Like I'll be at peace. Like I did what I wanted.
It's not bad.
Have you had that moment that, oh, okay, I'm good now?
It all ends tomorrow.
Nah. I mean, I had a moment like college, but I mean, I'm still have a lot left in pro, so I'm not really, you know, think about college, but obviously like winning the national championship, like buzzer beater stuff, like I get reminded of it every March Madness, so I think it's dope every year.
That's what a goal feels like.
Yeah.
You know, you just run, you celebrate. Just,
yeah.
Have you been impressed with the way like the WNBA has grown and the progress that it's made?
Yeah, it's been dope. I mean, I think it's just like putting it on TV, like every time, you know, we get more TV games, like viewership rises, because it's like fun. It's good to watch.
Yeah.
Like when people have access to watch it, like you don't have to go through a whole bunch of apps, like get a password, get an account or something. Like you can go to ESPN or whatever TV and like watch it. Like people are going to tune in because it's good basketball.
As a professional female athlete and as professional female athletes, you and your like teammates and everything, did you follow the whole situation with the U.S. women's national team when they were pushing for equal pay and that kind of landmark deal that they managed to make with the U.S. Soccer Federation?
I mean, I saw it. I didn't really know the ins and outs, but I think it's, you know, anytime like players, you know, take initiative and like, you know, advocate for themselves, you know, good things happen, especially, you know, as a big collective group. So that was dope that they were able to get that, because I mean, yeah, I think that was dope.
Is that something you look at and think, man, I wish there's a way that we could find more parity with the men's game as well? Or do you think that's just different scenario because it's international, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little different with it being like the national team, but I think like there are a lot of, you know, places for us to improve, you know, what we're getting right now. And our CBA is about to be ending, like, I think after next year or something. So we'll definitely talk about that, like media rights, like new media deals and, you know, how that money can trickle down to us. So we're definitely in talks about a lot of stuff.
What are some of those like bigger topics? Like,
I mean, chartering, like, you know, you're in college, like we chartered everything. And then you go to WNBA and you're taking commercial flights. Like, it's kind of backwards,
right.
But obviously.
Man, we've been there. We've all been there.
Yeah. No, yeah, everybody's been there.
We're
so
MLS,
like,
we're like in the middle seat and back next to the toilet. I'm like, people asking if we're on like a lacrosse team or something.
Like, are you guys in college?
It's like
no.
Can we please not wear our like tracksuit on this commercial flight?
You would be forced to wear your tracksuit on those flights.
Yes.
And they're all like, oh, what do you guys do? And then you say, oh, I play professional. Do you guys, you get paid enough to only do that?
Yeah.
And you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's
you
tough.
Deal with this, but you know, props to
change now, though.
Yeah, props to MLS because
change now.
They took a big step forward. Now they charter all flights.
Oh, that's what's up.
But WNBA, you're not chartering, or is that team to team? Is that individual?
Nah, we're not chartering except for playoffs now, and that just started, I think, like last year or maybe 2 years ago or something.
If y'all are able to get that, that'll just be huge because it just makes life so much easier.
So much easier.
You're on your own schedule.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to get more rest.
Right.
It's less stressful.
No, it'll change a lot.
Easier on your bodies.
It'll change a lot.
Yeah.
How strict are you with, like, diet and everything? Do you pay a lot of attention to that, or can you pretty much eat what you want?
No, I mean, I'll eat. I can eat, but, like, I definitely watch what I eat.
Yeah.
Like, I'll meal prep or whatever, like, for the week and stuff, or have somebody cook me something.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not just, you know, eating a whole bunch of crap a lot, but I'll definitely, you know, have my cheat days.
What's the go-to cheat?
African food. Yeah, there's a good spot in Arlington too. Like, I just hop on DoorDash, order it, some fufu, a goosey, you know about that? Jello.
You don't know nothing about it. So now I'm not Nigerian. It's like, the name.
Hey, man, there's some shit over here. There's people, man, I'll tell you what.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying there's questions. There's question marks around it.
You wanna call my mom right now?
No, I don't. I apologize, Mr. Dupe. Yeah. I apologize. Yeah.
Make that apology.
Take it all the way back.
Should be on your ass quick.
Mr. Dupe. Or Gucci and Yewu's mom either, so I'll take it all back.
Wait, but so Dancing with the Stars, talk to me about that.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, that was crazy. Like, so after the national championship, I was able to do a lot after that, honestly. They finessed it where it was like you're getting paid for like your dancing ability, not your basketball. So I got like 100K, 115K.
Oh,
it was crazy. So I was like, my junior, senior
up,
year.
Like, the longer you're on, the more you get.
Yeah, it was an athlete's edition, so it was only 4 weeks.
Oh,
so
gotcha, okay.
Yeah. But I think you got like an extra 20, 25 or something like each week. Like, I left the second week, which was fine. Like, it was a lot of work. Like,
yeah,
I never realized, like, so my, because I was in school, so like my dance partner, he came to South Bend, like, after school every day, we practiced in like 3-4 hours. I'm like, all right. And then I would fly to LA Friday and like stay for the weekend. The show was Monday. I would have to take a red eye Monday night and like go back to class Tuesday. Oof. It was a lot.
Hey, but
I got paid. So it was
when
like,
that check clear.
Yeah.
Nah, facts. It was
good
time.
Could you dance before that? Just like basic dance?
I mean, yeah, I could vibe. Like they got
the
idea I could dance.
Was like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
what
like,
you doing?
No, I did the foxtrot. I did something else. It was like salsa or tango. Like, I had two dance, but
you
I definitely
still got
did
it?
Oh, no. I don't even remember those steps. I don't remember those steps.
Wait, would you go on again? No. Like, now it's not,
would
not
I go
the
on
athlete
again?
Edition, like the normal one.
Nah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I wouldn't do that again. It was dope, though, to do it. Like, I met a lot of cool people, athletes and stuff, so it was cool.
You two would love to go, wouldn't you?
I mean, shit.
I think y'all kill it.
Yeah, I know. I'd be in.
The thing about it, I would, like, actually follow directions. Like, if we were doing, like, this dance, bet, I'm going to do this dance. Charlie would try to go
freestyle.
Wrong. He's going to try to do his own. No matter what, he's going to do his own thing.
He just speaks a little bit extra.
No matter what.
That's how you win.
His dance partner
going to get
there
looking. You do it for a little bit, but then you got to sprinkle a little bit of your own sauce, your own juice.
You think the people would like your own sauce?
I do.
That's the problem, though. He would go rogue for sure.
You would do it or no?
No.
Not you.
I couldn't do the dance.
What about like another reality TV show?
I don't know.
Survivor?
No.
What
I
do you
do
know?
That.
You hunt? You're in the woods?
I couldn't do that one that Carly Lloyd did. She killed it on that.
That was Survivor, wasn't it?
That wasn't Survivor.
No,
but it's like,
it wasn't.
So it was that show.
Like Ops. Like
something, yeah, like Special Ops.
Special
show.
Ops, man.
You ever see that one? It's not crazy. They do like, you gotta like, go underwater in a car, like, submerged and shit.
You said no already?
Yeah, no. Nope. Underwater, that's where you lost me. I don't play with deep water like that.
Going back to the Kobe story, I guess I'm interested in you guys. Did you ever get to play against an idol? Did you ever get to meet an idol? Like, what was that situation for you?
Kobe is one of my idols, and I got to meet him in the Olympics when we got to meet the whole Team USA basketball team. And I'll never forget how down-earth he was, because he took the time to get to know everybody, you know, talk a little bit about soccer before we went and played, where some of the other guys were just like, yeah, what's up?
Right,
what's
right,
up?
Right.
Get a quick pick and out.
And he took the time, so that always stuck with me. And when he passed, I felt like I lost a family member.
Yeah,
like that one hit me.
Yeah.
Him and his daughter. But I'd say Thierry Henry, that's the one that always comes to me, because, you know, as a young black striker, you're looking to, you know, your role model and getting to line up on the field and play against them and trade jerseys at the end. Like that was the pinnacle moment for me.
I mean, TT's up there for me too. Arsenal fan growing up. We got to play against Ronaldinho with Rangers, and that was cool. I'd probably say those are the two.
But did you ever play against someone that you looked up to in your position?
I didn't get to play against Vieira, but like, because he was in NYCFC, got to meet him, which was dope. Another Arsenal player, and like, yeah, someone who, when I got to a certain age and I started to like think about this game beyond just recreational and having fun with it, I saw myself in him because he played a similar position. He was kind of built like me. He was a little bit taller and like lanky. And so, yeah, there were definitely I don't want to say parallels, but like I looked at him as someone to look at or to model my game on. So meeting him was kind of dope as well. So I'd probably say them.
Do you have one?
I mean, I got a few. I mean, with MLS All-Stars, we went over to Real Madrid, so got to play against the original Ronaldo, R9, Zidane. That was huge.
What, this is in like the year of what?
Like 2005?
Oh, 2004, so like Galacticos
era. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they were older, but still, it was like you got to play against them. I mean, playing against, even though I'm older, playing against Ronaldo and Messi. I mean, that's crazy. Playing against Thierry. I mean, those are the kind of the ones that like Ronaldinho, playing against him with Brazil. You know, those type of things. Playing against Neymar. I mean, even though you're older then, it's still dope to play against some of the best players.
Does it change how you approach the game? Like, let me look good in front of.
Because I feel like I relate with the mindset that you have. It's like you're confident in yourself. You want to go out there and do your thing. Like you're not, you know, getting caught up in the moment. You're gonna be like, well, shit, I'm just gonna go out there and do my thing and let them know I can do some stuff too. Whether or not you're able to do that or not, if you don't have that mindset, you're not going to. So for me, it was gonna go out there and try to do something where you get your respect. So
yeah. I think but the biggest thing is like, and if you're talking about just best players, you played against like Messi for sure. But I think the biggest thing in those kind of situations and moments is like, at the end of the day, it's a game. I wanna win the game. I'm a competitor, so it's dope that after the game or whatever that looks like, that can maybe play out in a certain situation. But before anything, after anything, I want to walk away knowing that I won the game, right? And so you talk about, does it change your mindset? I think it's just like, it's dope that you're going to play against the best of the best, and it's a measuring stick to see where you're at, but ultimately, fuck it, I want to win.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you enjoy the environment, women's sports, the locker room? Because I guess we had Lauren Holiday. I don't know if you know this, Drew Holiday's wife. Mm. She's a former soccer player, really, really good baller. When you ask her, like, what was her legacy in the game, what did she most enjoy? She just said, like, the relationships, the friendships. Like, those were my sisters. That was what most mattered to me.
Yeah.
My teammates.
I thought you were going to go in a different direction. I thought you were going to also talk about, like, being able to, like, have kids around, and it's almost like everybody kind of looked after each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I think that's one of the most, exactly. So I think that's one of the most difficult things for a woman to deal with in terms of having kids and bouncing back and still being at that top elite level. And then, you know, your kid relies a lot on you to survive, and taking them on the road and games. And it feels like everybody was kind of in it together, was a family, is what they talked about in terms of like some of the stuff with the national team.
Does it feel like family to you?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, your teammates end up becoming family, like from college, and then you have your players on your WNBA team. And obviously, it's always a lot of movement, but I think those relationships are super huge. So, and I think, like, the kids thing is dope, too. Like, one of our players has kids, and he's, you know, running around practices, and, you know, people help. But I feel like in the league, like, people who have had babies come back and, like, have an all-star year for some reason.
Right.
Like, probably because they got something to grind for now. Like, I'm like, I need to go ahead and have you. Like, I'm doing this for my baby.
For real.
That's the MVP year coming.
They start going crazy. I'm like, God. So, yeah, maybe I got to add that to my list or something.
Your brother's playing in Houston, right?
Yeah.
So he's also in the Texas area, which is cool for you. Do you guys get to see each other much?
Yeah, he bought a house out here, so we see each other like pretty much every offseason. He has season courtside tickets to my game, so until like OTAs,
that's
like he's at a lot of games.
Do you get to go to his NFL games, or that doesn't work?
Yeah, I go
to
a couple. No, because his is like after season, so I'll go up to Houston. I went to Houston a couple times.
It's unusual, right, for a set of parents to have two kids who are so successful, elite athletes at the level that both of you guys are in two different sports as well.
Yes.
Like, Well, you just got good genetics? Like, what were your parents doing with you as kids?
We were working. Like, my mom used to make me wake up, like, before school, run 3 miles with her. Like, my dad, he had chalk. Like, he would make ladders on the sidewalk. Like, it didn't just happen. Like, what we were training. Like, and like I said, we didn't think anything of professional, like, at that age. Like, they just wanted us to be better than everybody, like, just because.
If we're going to do it all
the
way.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, they used to work us. I'm like, what? But now, like, I work so hard, like, just having parents like that that made me do everything. Like, now if I'm, like, if it's a couple days, I'm like, all right, I got to get back in the gym. Like, that's just, like, DNA now. Like,
was there a big African community in Wisconsin?
Yeah, and in Milwaukee, there's a really huge one, actually. Like, we go to a Nigerian church out there. Like, it's a big community.
And how proud are your parents when they, like, when they get to go home? Is it like you guys are living, like, the American dream out here? Like, that kids made it.
Yeah, I mean, my dad goes back a lot, but they're super proud of us. Like, they, you know, they brag on us all the time, as they should.
In terms of, like, rooting for the national team, is that something you're invested in every time that the World Cup comes around? Like, are you in the... By the way, Nigeria always has the best jerseys.
Yeah.
Always.
Like, I'm very into the Nigeria shirt.
Yeah, no, I definitely have my jersey. I have a video of my dad. He's standing up, like, doing the Nigerian with this jersey in front of the TV.
Who's your dad's favorite player? Was it J.J. Okocha?
I know that was my brother's favorite player.
Okay.
And just, like, and I used to watch him with him, too. Like, he was just so fast and dominant. Like, just an athlete. Like,
so good.
Was so good.
Silky. Man,
yeah,
was silky
he was so good.
Filthy.
Yeah. Me and my brother, we would watch Joga Bonito all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, so Ronaldinho, like, he has a big portrait, like, of Ronaldinho on his body.
Oh,
but I loved
him,
too. Yeah. Like, my brother is a huge soccer fan. So, yeah, his tat is that. He actually has my Sports Illustrated cover, too, like, my whole face.
Oh, shit.
That's very cool.
But I think he just liked tattoos, so he using us to look cool, but it's still dope. That's
got to be a big moment for you, though, because you're very humble about everything, about the NCAA championship, all of that. You kind of, you just say it very casually, but it's a big deal, and
it
you
is.
Were the star, right?
Yeah.
But getting the cover of Sports Illustrated?
No, yeah, it was dope.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was dope. That was a good year. 2018 was a good year. When March comes around, I'm just getting tagged in the video a lot. I'm like, that was really crazy.
Right.
Like, just, like, crazy to look at and think about, but I think, like, when I retire, I'll probably, like, appreciate it a lot more and just kind of sit
That's
on it a lot
works.
More.
Yeah, stop and smell the roses, look back at everything you've done.
But I don't want to, like, just live my life focused on what happened in college. Like, I still think I'm about to do greater things in college, but that was definitely an amazing moment.
You gonna get a statue at Notre Dame or what?
I don't know. My coach just got one, and she's been there 33 years, so I don't know. I don't think I'm coming no time soon.
Do you collect jerseys?
I don't. Well, I have a couple. Like, I have a couple from NBA players that I know that I'm cool with, but I wouldn't say I collect them.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't swap them after games?
Nah, we don't get jerseys like the NBA. We get about 3-4 jerseys for the season.
Oh, so you're holding on to your jersey.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
What's that support like, you know, between the two
from
leagues?
The men's
NBA?
Game?
Yeah.
They really watch the game. Like, I think it's just like a lot of, you know, trolls online that say stuff, but like people who know basketball, like they know how elite it is. So they always show support for sure.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Like, would you guys coming up, did you feel that responsibility to support the women's game?
I just supported them. That 99 team, like, I looked up to Mia Hamm because she was the dopest. Mm-hmm. She scored goals, she was fast, she was a striker. So that 99 team, I remember watching it as a kid. I was amped. I've always followed women's soccer and I watch, you know, I get to cover now, it's the first time professionally I get to cover women's soccer. So NWSL, WSL, and the Women's Champions League, I watch it religiously, so.
I remember us being in the Gold Cup, watching the final when Carly Lloyd scored a hat trick. You know what I mean? That was, you know, we were always aware of what was going on, and you wanted your country to do well, so.
Oh, what, 2015, when she won the Women's World Cup final, right?
Yeah. I mean, and when anytime the World Cup is going on, I'm not to say that don't watch everything that's going on, but especially like World Cups, I really enjoy watching, see them play and see how they do. And, you know, they've done great.
You've met some of the women's players, have you?
Yeah, I went to their practice, when was that? Last offseason.
They invited you in, or how did that come
about?
Yeah,
invited me. I did a jersey swap with Rose Lavelle. My brother went to Wisconsin.
Okay.
So, like, they know each other. But, yeah, they're amazing. Like, they're cool. Obviously,
did they invite you in to talk to everybody? Or
no,
like...
not talk. I don't think they care about what I got to say. But, like, it was just kind of, like, met them. Like, I got to kick a couple goals, like, watched a little bit of their practice, like, took some photos. Like, it was real chill, but it was dope to meet them
for sure.
Did
you kick around with them?
Not with them, but I kicked with myself.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Out there just putting them top bins.
Yeah, nah.
I saw Jamie Shaw rocking your jersey.
Yeah, yeah, she's dope, too. Yeah. She's from Dallas. She's going to be really good. Yeah, she's going to be really good.
She's nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you juggle a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I can juggle on my head, on my feet. Like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Have we got a bowl in here?
Yeah, no, I'm not afraid to show it either. I can do a little,
All right, we must have a bowl. Don't tell me we don't have a soccer ball in here.
We got that, like, beach ball.
We got a basketball.
I can juggle a basketball.
There's one back there and the one right there. You ain't going to put her on blast right now, are you?
No, I mean.
There's no room.
I don't want to break nothing right here. I might need to get a little space. Maybe
we might have to get some, can do some, B-roll of it. What's it called?
Specialty shoot.
Specialty shoot. That's
specialty
another
shoot.
One.
Another specialty shoot.
And another one.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So you got Air Force Ones on.
Yeah, I do.
Is that your go-to sneaker? Are you sponsored by Nike?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I'll wear Air Force Ones a lot just because white goes with anything. So you can.
Are you into sneakerhead?
Yeah, I used to be more, but now I just, like, get what I like. Like, I don't really care about what the name is type thing. So
you
I know a lot of people
have a favorite sneaker that you own?
Probably these. Like, yeah. I have the UNC Off-White ones, though. Like, that's a flex. Okay. I never wore them.
You got them, too.
Yeah, it's a flex. I never wore them, but I have those. But favorite sneaker, like, I'm in slides a lot, honestly.
Was that a big deal for you getting that first, like, shoe sponsorship? Because I remember for me, growing up, I always looked up to Nike, and all the best players were in Nike, and I felt that was always my dream.
Yeah.
And then finally, college is coming to an end. I'm thinking, okay, and Nike comes with that contract. I'm like, my life is set. Like,
not fact.
And then he got Nike tatted on his chest.
You got that a lot, man. Get your family Christmas gifts.
Yeah, you get to get everything. Yeah. It's like, you remember just like waiting, you know, on Christmas or Black Friday, like trying to get some Nikes. Like, now it's just a text away. You can get any shoe or just hop online, you can get any shoe. I was like, wow.
Do y'all never pay for your sneakers?
I ain't sponsored by Nike. I didn't get the tat on my chest like Charlie did.
You did?
No, you don't pay for your sneakers?
Yeah.
You get everything for free?
Most, yeah.
All the sneakers I see, you get for free?
Yeah. 18 years I've been with Nike. Going on 18.
And, it's super and still, I had a plug. I had the best plug ever. Used to blast me with everything. And my dumb ass, because I'm a general. If I got it, I put my people on, right? I know Charlie's into sneakers. My guy was based in Boston. So I'm like, Charlie, man, connect with old boy. Like, cool, whatever. Didn't think it was going to damage my relationship, because like, why would it? Next thing I know, like, some off-whites are coming out of Texas. Hey, boy, these are coming out. It's crickets. So, couple days go by, I'm like, let me hit him again, just to follow up, you know? Like, hey, bro, just crickets. I said, damn, that's crazy. I hit Charlie, hey, bro, have you talked to the old boy? He's like, oh, I was just with him yesterday. I said, this mother...
Hey, that Boston connection, you know, it's strong.
Next, the weekend comes, the kicks come out, I see Charlie posting, like...
Sometimes you got a gatekeep.
And that's what, hey. Turn the hard way.
Chuck got him, you didn't?
Yeah.
Stop it, Charlie.
See, this
that's
is what happens.
That's messed up.
No, for real, this is not messed up. So, Bodega, right? You got Concepts and Bodega, both out of Boston. And, you know, you Nike athlete, you get access to most kicks. But some
you, really
you ain't
can't.
Touching, right? So these off-whites are coming out. And Mo connected me with this guy. His name's Matt Zaremba. He's an artist. He's head of marketing for Bodega. We connect. And then I'm also involved with a lot of nonprofits, which his wife is involved with. So that was like the connection, and then he invited me over to the shop, and next thing you know,
still messed up.
You gave me this long-winded ass story to land at the same spot.
I didn't get you the Air Maxes. I didn't get you the Air Maxes.
I don't want to go through you.
I didn't want those Air Maxes. I didn't want the shoes you got me, bro.
You can't give me something and say, hey, you're welcome. I don't want this shoe.
That same love for kicks, did that like cross over as well to the soccer boots? Like, did you feel like that about football? Have you got that kind of like nostalgia that people have around like a certain boot
it's
that they
different.
Wore at a certain time or whatever?
It's different though, because like, when you're sponsored, at times you get to pick your boots, but at times they also want you to wear a certain one. Like a new colorway might come out, and they're like, oh, we want you to wear that one. So it's different. You don't have as much, I would say.
So you were sponsored by Nike.
No, Adidas.
You were with Adidas,
and I was with Puma.
It was more nostalgic when you couldn't afford them. Like, it was like, man, I wish I could get these one day. And oh, those are dope. And you finally get them, and you're wearing them.
What boots was that for
you? It was like... Shoot, it was like the
Predator.
No, it was like the Nike Total 90s. Okay. I mean, growing up, I wore Puma King because of Maradona. He wore those. But like when I got like towards like, you know, into high school and like getting into college, like wearing like the Total 90s or like the Vapors or something like that, it was like more nostalgic there. But then like what you're talking about, when like you come into the league, I got to be with Nike. I was on a small deal, but I was like, hell yeah, it came up. So I was like, get to wear your shoes. But they wanted me to wear these, the Total 90s had switched up completely. Like they had the big old 90 on the side. And I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to wear these, man. Like I kept trying to push to get into the Vapors, and they finally like let me do that. So it was like, that was a cool moment for me finally being, I guess, good enough that I could say, hey, I want to wear these. And they said, okay, we're going to let you slide. You can wear these.
And then when you get to the youth national team, they give you free Nike
that's
boots.
Dope.
And I remember that because I couldn't afford cleats.
But it was also like a flex when you came back to your club team. You're like, you need those things.
Was it the same for you? Like youth national teams?
Yeah. Like you would just have all the gear and all that stuff.
You get like a
just
bag of goodies.
Shirt,
the hoodies.
To school.
Yeah.
Give me all the casual gear.
Or like Nike... you went to a certain camp and like you got the gear.
Yeah.
When did Nike sign you?
Right out of college, like, so when I was going to the draft, they signed 4 players.
Did that feel like a status moment?
Yeah, it was dope. I mean, like I said, like, we've been buying Nikes and Jordans, like, forever. So to, you know, actually be signed with them was definitely dope. I mean, obviously, like, I love off-court Nike stuff. And then, like, I like their on-court shoes, too, like Kobe's, all of that.
I do.
I just got it last year, which was dope. Like,
that is dope.
Yeah. I put, like,
You did get your own shoe?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Well, it's
a retail
PE. So, like, it's not, like, signature shoe, but, like, it was sold in stores. And it had, like, a Milwaukee skyline on the back. Like, it had my name, 24. My name and my parents and my brother's names, like,
that's
on the
sick.
Inside. Yeah, it is, though.
It did well, too.
You have, like, full creative control over that?
Yeah, like, it was all orange, which is my favorite color. Like, yeah, I just had to choose the GT Cut 2 because, like, that was the shoe for that year, which I liked. So I'm glad I liked to play in it, but...
That's the moment. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, yeah, that was definitely dope. Like, just being able to hoop in your own,
come on.
Like,
man, we got a dig for these stories.
Yeah. Nah, facts.
Have you ever been around and just, like, seen somebody in them or
something?
Yeah,
I see it all the time. Like, I'll be randomly watching, like, a highlight. Like, I see a lot of kids wear them, too, but, like, I'll be randomly watching a game. And, like,
that's
I see, like, NBA, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, I see it a lot, so it's definitely dope.
Dude, like, if you're just, like, in a gym, right, and you see, like, some kids wearing your shoe, you kind of just... go sit by them or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I'm never really in the gym where I'm just with a whole bunch of kids.
I'm just saying, like, if you see...
that would probably be kind of awkward.
That's kind of creepy.
So I'm
going to be surrounded by these kids.
You're reaching now. Stop.
Like at a youth camp or something, right? Like a Nike youth camp or something like that. It's like kids and they're wearing your shoes, but I mean, God damn.
I mean, it's always dope to see.
It's a nice movie.
It was the sliding you did, like.
Man.
That was crazy.
I get it.
Do you enjoy like the style side of the WNBA culture? Like, what do you walk in the arena with and all of that? You enjoy that?
Yeah, I do. I do a lot, honestly. And I mean, I like to get dressed, so I think it's dope for
sure. You put together your own fits, somebody helps you.
Yeah, I mean, I did for a while. Well, I still do, like, but I have some homies, like, I'll run stuff by, or like, I'll have somebody shop for me, like, just random items. But I got a lot of clothes at home. Like, that's probably my hobby, just shopping, honestly.
Online shopping?
I hate them all.
I'm with you on that.
It's just too much. Like, too many stores. Like, I never know what's in there. Like, I'd rather just be able to scroll.
Online shopping can become a problem.
It is a problem.
Boxes keep arriving. And you're like,
I bet a lot of stuff doesn't fit right. You got to send
back. But I'm big on returning. Like, if it don't fit, I'm sending it back.
Okay.
What do you mean, I bet? Have you never online shopped?
Yeah, I've online shopped before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay. You look so mad asking that question.
No, I didn't.
She got your type of...
No, I'm saying what she's saying. Like, you have to deal with, like, going back to the post office and sending everything back. And
I'm the worst online shopper for clothes because they never fit.
Yeah.
you got weird shaped bodies. I look like a Oompa Loompa, bro.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
When you are done with this game, what do you want people to say about you?
I mean, that I, you know, was one of the best players to ever play and, you know, use my platform to, you know, advocate for what I'm passionate in, you know, for the youth, for just my city, Dallas, Milwaukee, that I gave everything to the game, honestly.
And that your daughter was the reason, or your child was the reason for your MVP
season.
Yeah,
when I get my championship, I'm going to hold my baby like...
There you go. There you go.
So you're talking about Milwaukee. What do you think about Giannis and his game?
He's definitely going to get a statue for sure. I mean, I think, like, he just brought life back to... Like, I remember being, like, growing up, like, as they were going through their rough patch, like, tickets were, like... Like, you can get tickets. They giving tickets away. Like,
they paying you to
now play. It's like they got a new stadium. Like, everything's high end. Like, it's packed every single time.
You never got the opportunity to play in Texas, right?
Yeah, I got to play here. I mean, like, I never...
Not at pro level,
No, not with the club.
Right. Yeah, is that something you would have liked?
Yeah, that would have been great, you know, to play for Dallas, for Houston, you know, in the state. Or now they have Austin, you know, the place that I'm from. 0% state tax, I mean.
Yeah, but property tax is crazy. That's where they get you.
Someone, I was just having that conversation because I live in Vegas now. Yeah. There's no state tax. So I'm like, similar, like being in Texas. And they were like, no, the property taxes are OD out here.
Yeah, they are.
I love that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they make up for it in other areas, basically.
In a way. For sure.
Right, but it still ain't like where you from, California.
Nah, Cali, New York, all that.
Where you living, paying all them taxes. Woo-wee.
That's why you got out.
Yeah. People get here and just get a huge house because they get a lot of bang for their buck.
The only thing bad I'll say is the summers, man.
No, it's so hot. You walk outside, you got to take like 3 showers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And like in the summer, our season.
You got to plan your day like...
And I be trying to wear outfits in the summer, like...
11 to 4, you ain't going out.
Sweating for a Fitbit. Like, I'm soaking. Like, I got white, take these pictures. I'm like, give me out these clothes, but it's worth it.
It's a lot of, like, celebrity kick-around games that they do in soccer, right? Would you get involved in anything like that? Or are you so conscious of, hey, I can't afford to get injured that I'm gonna stay outside?
I never even heard of any of those. I would, for sure. I haven't played, like, a soccer game in forever, but it would be dope.
You know, see, Nash does a game.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, the charity shield, yeah.
Oh, well, he needs to invite me. I would play.
Yeah.
I would play.
All right.
You got 19 minutes in you?
19? Oh. I mean, 90 is crazy.
You're going to be playing 90 minutes?
No.
What are you talking about? She got 19.
Yeah, 19. I got 19 for you.
Wait, how long?
She can score a header.
Nobody playing no damn 90 minutes.
We're talking about like 20 minute halves max.
It's a small field too.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like 7v7, right?
This is light work.
Yeah, that would be dope. I would do that.
Easy work.
You should do this. It is fun. And it's like, I mean, to your, like you were talking earlier about meeting different people, you meet a whole plethora, a whole spectrum of different people. Yeah. So it's dope.
Yeah, that
was how I played, Ron Artest was out there trying to defend me. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was scared as hell.
Charlie said he's trying to get in like a celebrity basketball game. Is there any way you could?
Can you hoop? I mean, the celebrity basketball games, they just doing anything, so you'll be...
Oh, he's good at that.
Yeah.
He does anything.
And it's so funny because they just all think... Like, I played in not the NBA All-Star, but, like, last year, the celebrity game. And it's just so funny because they always all think they just tough. Like, and I just look at them like, they just all think they cold. Like, yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
I can promise you, I'm one of the athletic guys. I feel like I can... Mix it up in any sport. Basketball is my worst.
Really?
Yeah. What other sports can you make it up?
Baseball? You're doing good in baseball?
No, not that either.
So what's your wrestling?
Soccer, wrestling, football,
nah,
lacrosse.
Maybe lacrosse.
Maybe lacrosse. You ain't never played lacrosse.
Yeah.
For real?
I believe you can play lacrosse, yeah.
That's the first time I've ever heard you say you play lacrosse.
And my kids play lacrosse right now, too.
Okay.
Oh, that's dope.
But not football.
What do you mean not football?
I believe lacrosse.
What position in football?
Running back.
Yeah.
And cornerback.
Corner? You gotta have some CTE, bro. Too small for running back.
Running backs
they be
are small
though.
Bro.
Yeah. Corner, though, I don't see that.
That's why you
the
hit
only
the
one
hole
that's not is
quick.
Derrick Henry, basically.
Right.
Yeah. But like stand Barry, up, Charlie. He might
Barry
be different
Sanders?
Level small.
That was like one of my idols as a kid, Barry Sanders.
Dude, Barry
small
Sanders,
and just
yeah, yeah.
Shifty.
For sure.
Yeah.
But you ain't got that.
he just saying anything now.
I know.
I can't believe he plays lacrosse. Crazy.
I always thought lacrosse is like a very rich sport, isn't it? Back in Europe,
he's hot-balloon. He's on
like
vacations all the time.
You ain't know about Charlie, man.
You know who it is.
I mean, no, I only
and
know
that's
that
very
you...
much like an East Coast sport, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was like a real sport until college. I went to Maryland, and the teams were like nice there. I used to see it on TV and in movies, but like, no one was playing lacrosse in Cali, so I didn't really know about it like that.
All right, listen, we so appreciate you coming through and making time for us amongst your training schedule.
Yes.
We wish you all the best in the new season.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, no, pull up.
I'm gonna start keeping tabs now.
Yeah.
You're my new favorite player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People say I make them a lot of money on their little FanDuels.
Okay.
Hey, I love that money.
If y'all betters, go ahead and bet on me.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.